You, me, and we. Do you have a best friend who gets you? Someone who just seems to understand how you feel? Someone you don't have to explain yourself to? We now know the biological basis for this type of mutual understanding. Brain scientists have identified something they call mirror neurons. These brain cells actually pick up the intentions, feelings, and even thoughts of others. They're like little antenna dishes that tune into others' frequencies. Dr. Dan Siegel says they're what make emotions as contagious as yawns. They're what allow friends and close couples to finish each other's sentences. I experience this all the time with my wife, Debbie. We'll be riding in the car and I'll start thinking about something completely unrelated to our current conversation. She'll switch to my new subject before I've said a word about it. Thoughts are energy and information. We don't need a biological connection to exchange them. We don't need words either. All we need is presence. Our full presence amplifies our thoughts. That's why just thinking, loving, affirming thoughts toward others creates goodwill. And that's why the opposite is also true.
What does this have to do with productivity? Plenty. Because it's also true that one of the key markers of fulfilling work is having a best friend on the job. A friend you can confide in, have fun with, laugh with, and enjoy. Yet most of us are too busy working to waste time with friends. We can change that with halftime. A great halftime activity is eating lunch with your best friend at work, brown bagging is expected, then going for a walk and talk. If you really want to be bad, in a good way, take a long lunch and go to a matinee movie once a month, or go shopping together, or take a noon cooking class. Playing hooky makes for great bonding. It may also spring loose a new idea that solves a nagging problem. Just have some positive shared experiences and open your heart and mind to someone you like, trust, and respect. Remember, Erickson said that happy, healthy people have a daily dose of work, love, and play in their lives. I think we've always known that. What we didn't know until we started looking at brain scans is that love and play enable us to be wiser, more productive, and more focused performers. That's true happiness at its core. So, are you ready to make a healthy daily halftime a habit?